All right, I've got the food, D's got the beer. It's time to feed the resistance. Thanks today to Brennan's Market. Make your gathering more memorable with Brennan's. D, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
And I also brought Kiernan into the studio as well because Kiernan took your place last week.
Yeah.
So
I could never
back.
Fill her shoes.
Yes,
that's true.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's
Dang.
True. You could never fill her shoes.
I'm not even wearing any.
But you did take her place here for 1 week. And last week when we were getting ready for this, I was thinking I wanted to do something inspired by a David Bowie song. And the reason I asked Kiernan back and the reason I was thinking about a David Bowie song is because Kiernan is the lead designer on our team for the Madison Reading Project's Ready to Wear Fashion Show, which is coming up at the Sylvie on June 14th. And Kiernan's design is inspired by David Bowie.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about the design before we get into what we made here.
Okay. So the fashion show, you have to design an outfit for your model to wear that's made out of 90% paper.
Okay.
So since our model is going to be Pat, most of the inspiration photos were of women, like, wearing dresses, of course. And not that Pat isn't...
Not that I can't pull off a dress.
Right, because he can.
You have great legs,
he
Pat.
Can rock a kilt like nobody's business, you know what I mean? So he wasn't scared of wearing a dress, but I figured maybe I'll go for a more androgynous inspiration. And I know him and his wife are big David Bowie fans, so I looked at some David Bowie photos. Psh. I found a really cool picture of, like, a long, like, silver trench coat, and he's got a hat. And the theme is also a masquerade for the fashion show, so I think we'll do some sort of, like, diamond-inspired masquerade mask, or lightning bolt, rather. So
I was thinking about that, and I thought, inspired by song, let's find a David Bowie song that can inspire some food that we're going to do today. And my wife came up with Diamond Dogs.
Okay,
and I could do a hot dog. Well, and then in the meantime, the folks from Forward Madison come in here and tell us that they're bringing a new team to town. I don't know if you've heard this yet because you were on vacation last week.
I seen the email.
You seen the email? Yeah. So they're bringing a new team into town, a women's team.
Yeah.
Women's professional, top level women's professional team, which made me think to the very first years of Forward Madison and some of the food they had at the ballpark. They still have wonderful food at the ballpark, but there was one particular hot dog that drove me insane every time I went there. It was the most delicious hot dog I've ever had in my life. It was the Sujo Superdog.
Okay.
So I reached out to the folks at Forward Madison. I said, can you tell me what was in that?
Yeah. So shout out to Chef Tristan.
Yeah. So, it's a hot dog with kimchi, crispy shallots, kewpie mayo. I have no idea how to even say this. Gochujang sauce?
Gochujang, I think Gochujang? Is how you pronounce
okay.
it. Yeah.
All right. Which is made up of gochujang paste, mirin, sesame seeds, and sesame oil.
Yeah.
And so I recreated it the best I could.
Wow, I'm sure you did a fantastic
job. So it's inspired by song and soccer. Inspired by the soccer team, inspired by the David Bowie song.
Yeah.
So that's what I did for today.
Well, I had no idea what I was doing.
Like,
what the hell do I pair with this? And so upon doing some research, a lot of different websites, forums, suggested a lager to cut the kimchi flavor a little bit. Now, I was all like, well, that seems kind of boring. And we've been kind of doing wild card stuff lately where I'm like, let's just see what happens.
Yeah.
So I picked a cherry lager from Door County Brewing, or it's called Door County Trolley Red. It's from one barrel up in Door County.
Some of this last night.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Shut up. You already paired it with this thing?
No. I went out for a drink before I came home and made it.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, so let's see what the hell happens.
I can imagine this is going to work well, actually.
Good.
Judging
Yay.
From what I drank last night and what I ate later in the evening.
All right. Let's give it a shot. Sharing the wiener. Pat, believe it or not, Kiernan, you are not the first co-workers I've shared a wiener with.
I feel so blessed and so honored.
How'd you say the sauce again?
Gochujang, I believe it's called.
The gochujang sauce also has quite a bite to it.
Mm. It's really good. The cherry adds a whole element to it that's like totally works.
You wouldn't necessarily think of it to go with kimchi,
right?
But it really it It changes the flavor of the kimchi in some ways, makes it a little smoother, if you will.
Yeah, 100%. It takes away some of the bite from it for sure. But the added cherry in there, I don't know what magic is happening in my mouth right now, but it's fantastic.
I mean, the flavor's still there of the kimchi, even though, you know, like I said, it mellows it out some, but you still get the flavor of kimchi in there.
Oh, my God. That's I need to sit down.
And the beer is fruity, not too fruity, but it has that tartness. I think it's complementing the hot dog.
Yeah, I think that works as well.
Oh, my God.
Very good.
Home run, dude.
Good job all.
Nice job on the hot dog, bro. Yummy.
Thank you. It's a little cold in the middle because I didn't, you know. Didn't have the proper equipment, too.
I, too, am cold in the middle.
That's true. That's true. All right. We do this every week right about this time. We cook, we eat, we drink, we feed the resistance. Thanks today to Wisconsin's favorite specialty market, Brennan's Market, on Madison's Alternative, 106.7 The Resistance.